Your WJBC weather forecast. Yay! We've gotten some of the moisture, but boy, we could need a little more. Scattered showers and storms, still a possibility. A high of 84 today. More of that towards the evening hours tonight. Scattered showers and storms, low 71. Now, tomorrow, so many fun things happening outside. Can we have the rain early or really late? Because in between would be not fun. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, high 88. You've got the Summer Solstice Festival on at the BCPA. You got the glorious garden walk. So let's just push those out of the way. Sunday, partly cloudy, cooler, a high of 79. It is 77 right now. I'm Susan Saunders. Great show in store for you today, including after 11 o'clock, going over the entire BCPA schedule that was just released for 27 and 2018. All of that will be with Anne-Marie Dittman, the Assistant Director of the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts. Also, Chef Steve from Hy-Vee will come in and give us some cooking tutorials and some sale details as well. Let me start out the show so I do not forget it, because it looks like today may be our last swag bag, and I don't want you to miss out. The swag bag, sponsored by WJBC and the Den, Prairie Vista, and Highland Park golf courses. The prize today is something I'm very jealous of. I'm always jealous of these prizes, but Smartwool socks every month for a year from Adrian Shoes and Repair in the Tawanda Plaza. I never found sock shopping sexy until I found these socks. So the text to win word in the next 60 minutes is the word boot, B-O-O-T, B-O-O-T. Text that within the next 60 minutes to 51879. So you are in the drawing to win, and listen for the next text to win words with Mark Strauss and Sam Wood so you can increase your chances to win, because you only text once per word, boot. 51879, get it done. Handsome fellers in the studio this morning talking real estate and mortgage services and all that good kind of stuff. Hi, Greg Zavitz.
You must be talking about Keith.
I said fellers. I said plural in there. We always, on Fridays, talk to our friend Greg Zavitz, Coldwell Banker, the real estate group.
You got it. Thank
you. I'm finally there with the new updates and changes about all of the things in real estate. And you brought back our friend Keith Thompson.
Yes. It's important to know what's available loan-wise, grant-wise, qualification-wise, interest rate wise, and so I offered him to come back.
Well, forgive me for skipping over you for a big headline question. Keith Thompson, Mortgage Services, thank you for coming back and joining us on WJBC.
Thank you.
Last time we talked, we were speaking of all of this incredible extra money you could get if you were applying for a home loan, even if you weren't an exact first-time home buyer. But I want to ask you, have you seen an uptick in mortgage rates at all since we saw the Fed raise their rates? What are mortgage rates approximately landing at right now?
Not really. Usually when the Fed does their short-term rate adjustments, the long-term bond rates seem to fall a little bit, so or go up, meaning that the long-term interest rates seem to hold steady or drop a little bit. So we've had a fairly steady long-term rates.
All right, great. So we've got no dramatic turnarounds this week, which
That's
is
correct.
Awesome. Now, I will ask, since now we're in June and you had a lot of that money for different programs for first-time home buyers in the coffers at the beginning, is any of that money left?
Yes, we still have plenty of first-time home buyer and non-first-time home buyer grant funds available. So if there's buyers out there that need some assistance, we've got it.
What kind of assistance might that include?
Well, there's a program that we're using quite a bit of. It's called an Assist Bond Program. An Assist Bond Program will give you up to 5% of your loan amount as a gift. It's not really a grant. Once you have the money, there's no repayment. You can sell a house in 6 months, and there's no need to repay that.
Free money.
Do I have to qualify for that? Do I have to be a friend of Greg Zavitz to get that? What is the qualification application?
It would help, definitely.
Okay.
Well, you've got to be able to qualify for a mortgage.
Okay.
So then the first thing is you've got to have that. There is income limits. In McLean County, the income limit for a family of one or two people would be 87.7.
Combined
income,
but
right.
That's a decent amount, especially for a first-time home buyer.
Now, you mentioned qualifying. What is the minimum, if you can give us that, the interest rate, or not interest rate, the
income,
the credit
rate?
Score.
Oh,
I mean, you need
credit, yeah, there is a credit
640.
Score. There's a 640 FICO score required.
And that's not a horrible
one
to achieve. That's not perfection.
Correct.
So those
and your grant is dependent upon what your credit scores are and what kind of program we're going with, FHA or conventional. But generally it's a 2% minimum to a 5% maximum of your loan amount. Grant.
Do all banks have that program, or only at your company?
No, that's
services?
A company program that we're doing. I'm not aware of anybody else locally that's doing that program.
Okay. Oh. Exclusivity. Nice to know you.
One of the reasons I use Keith, and I refer out to a couple banks now and then, but I mean, they cover pretty much everything.
He was about to hit you there.
I have to give people choices. But yeah, I mean, not everybody does everything. And so I always say shop around if you have your private bank and then go see Keith and maybe a third one. But I always try and get Keith in the mix because they have stuff nobody else may be doing. Or other people may have it, and the money's gone.
You know, in all fairness, I used to assume that if I was with one bank for a very long time when I went into the mortgage department, because I was a long-time checking and savings account customer, they might give me an advantage because I was a long-time customer. That's really not true.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I was misinformed. So honest information, full disclosure, I've used Keith Thompson's services since we last spoke. And
so have I.
and those refinance rates were a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you sharing the wealth with everybody, but wanted to be honest here on WJBC. So we have more programs like that, or is that the only one left?
No, there's more programs similar to that. This is a program that can generally be used with other programs as well. So you can use this and maybe use a Town and Normal grant. But the real kicker of the Assist Bond is there's another program that's tied with that called the Mortgage Credit Certificate, and that's the part that refunds to you 25% of the interest you pay on the loan for the lifetime you're in the property. So So if you have a 4% interest rate, your effective rate over a 30-year period would truly be more like 3%. Mm-hmm. So it's a very that's the most powerful part of the program. And that part of the program helps more people qualify for home buying as well.
Because you get that check once a year?
Yes, when you file your taxes. But, of course, you can go to your HR department and adjust your tax take out of your and increase your net pay to cover that way as well.
So it's a tax credit.
Right. Now I understand. And those two can be combined with one another. So now we're looking at maybe instead of getting just 5%, you could all of a sudden have 7% or more.
I mean, over the course
of
the life
of
a 5 or 10 year period, it's
a lot
of money. Yeah. A lot of money.
Easily. Right. Well, Greg Zavitz, we'll give Keith Thompson a break here for a moment. You tell us what we're going to buy because now we know we can afford it.
Ha ha. Things are good. I still feel the market's very good. The figures don't always back what I say. You know, I may be having a better month than the market is.
Because you're on JBC and everybody knows you.
That's the reason. But have had two people in the last week call me strictly because of the show.
Great.
And that's always fun to know.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for appreciating the segment, because we do it out of the goodness of our hearts, but also to bring Greg some new clients, because we know they'll be happy with you.
It is a business. But we're taking, like, I think 1, 2, 3, I think I have 5 new listings, 4 or 5 new listings next week, so that's working. We're doing more listings than usual. Don't seem to have as many buyers as in the past, but we're concentrating on the selling of our houses, and so that's, usually it's about half and half, and I'm about 70-30, where most of it's my listings being sold by me or somebody else. But buyers, we're having good, I've been getting leads off of Caldwell Banker's site. You know, we have a new setup there, and I've gotten, I think, 5 in the last 2 weeks off of that. So stuff is working. People are out there, they're on the internet, they're looking. And it's not just Zillow and Trulia and a couple of main sites. I mean,
I've gone through those sites myself, and I'm surprised at times what things they're missing. That's why I appreciate using a realtor, because sometimes the search engines don't work the way you want them to. Sometimes the realtors have listed things that haven't made it to those other sites.
Or they've sold and they're still on. I get calls all the time on stuff, and they say, I'd like to see this house, and I look it up on MLS, which is up to date to the minute, and it's been pending for 3 days and still on Zillow and a few others. So nothing wrong with those sites. You can search a number of them. My new site will be up hopefully in a week or two, and I'll give that out when I do it. But it's good to have a realtor that knows what's actually out there.
In the meantime, definitely get the Greg Zavitz app
yep.
because it's the most fantastic real estate app I've ever seen, and it's very easy to get. It does take you one text message to receive the link, all right? You're going to text GZ, as in Greg Zavitz, GZ sells to 8778. You get a link. All of a sudden you download it, costs nothing, and Greg doesn't start...
Don't harass you. It's just a helpful free app, and I know who gets it. I can keep track of who's there, but I don't I don't send him anything. It's just, hey, use this and please call me.
Yeah, and worst case scenario, he'll tell you a recipe, but not not anything that is real estate related until you ask for his help because he's a busy, busy man. So right now you're saying it is still a buyer's market or a seller's market?
In most price ranges in most subdivisions, it's a seller's market because of low inventory.
Okay.
Looking at the figures, I only have May still, and we reference them every month when I get new ones, but April should be out here shortly. 100 to 200 still a good area.
Mm-hmm. Price range?
Stayed pretty close to about 3 month inventory mm-hmm. when you average the last 3 months over the previous 3 months. So I thought by now that the 300 plus range, 300 to 400 would get better.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't, but I still have faith because those sellers in that, you know, 200 price range are hopefully going to buy in the 300 price range.
We have people moving not just in town and out of town. You have people moving... meaning people aren't just moving to our community
right.
for a job or moving out of state because they hate our budget. You're actually seeing people move within our community.
Sure. Yeah, majority of mine are.
Upsizing and downsizing.
Yeah, I mean, we have a fair share of State Farm. You know, we get people from there. Call mm-hmm. Banker probably gets a very good share of who's coming in and going. But I'd say 60 to 80% might be just people in town moving.
Okay. What is the average... that they're looking for? Are they looking for something that is smaller? Are they looking for something that has a bigger lawn? I mean, what's the common request right now?
Weirdly enough, I've sold a lot of stuff in the $300,000 price range in the last month and a half. It just mm-hmm. seems those were the buyers. But typically, day in, day out, it's going to be $150,000 to $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's the majority. I mean, renters buying in, lower income families, you know, getting that second house and moving up to the twos. That's always a sweet spot. I mean, you get up in the 3, 4, 5, 6, it's going to take longer. There's not as many buyers, and houses sit for a little while. Not that they won't sell. It's just a different dynamic when you go up in the higher price ranges.
But the shoppers, what are they requesting? More bedrooms, more bathrooms?
Oh, it's still usually pertains to kids, a lot of it. Like, okay, fenced yard, close to the right schools,
mm-hmm.
because if they're moving in town, they most of the time don't want to move their kids. Unless it's like, okay, I'm going from junior high to high school or... you know, fifth grade into
sure.
sixth, and the middle school is going to be the same no matter, you know, most of the places they go. So, but it's also openness. They still want the open floor plan, the kitchen, dining room, family room, all open.
Okay.
They still want that taupe or that grayage, as they call it now, the taupe gray grayage.
For the interior color.
Yeah, that's the builders are doing slowly changing. You know, we've had taupe. I've been in here 31 years, and taupe has been over half of that. 20-some-odd years.
Have you seen anybody going into dark blue cabinets? I've seen a couple of designers trying to do the blue cabinet.
No, I've seen some gray, though,
okay.
where they'll do like a white cabinet with a gray island, or mm-hmm. even I've seen light gray cabinets, one builder. Unfortunately, that particular house was sitting for a while because I think he might be a little bit ahead of the curve.
Okay. But it used to be all wood grain.
Yeah.
And the cabinets.
A lot of painted stuff now.
Stuff, and now it's painted.
Yeah. And white, you know, cream is back. Pickled is not.
Great, that's my kitchen cabinet.
Yeah. Just sorry, throw that in.
Thanks for checking pot and shots of my
even,
own house.
And I haven't been to your house. That
no,
was just a lucky
it's
hit.
Farmhouse design, and I pickled my own cabinet. Great. You're so not coming over for dinner anytime soon.
Can I promote something when you come back here?
I would absolutely like you to do that. Can you give me a tease as to what you're going to promote?
Call Banker changed his name from... you know, to the real estate group.
Correct.
And we're now just getting some of the cool stuff that goes with being with a bigger company that has more offices and stuff. And it's some pretty neat stuff for my sellers.
Well, let's talk about that after this on WJBC.
Never WJBC and WJBC.com.
10:26, I promise Keith Thompson will get a chance to check in with you as well as you are special guest for Greg Zavitz and his Caldwell Banker, the real estate group. We're still using the Caldwell Banker part, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we are a franchise of, and everybody outside of Chicago and St. Louis, like in between those two areas, is all franchise.
Because those signs show up nationwide, and mm-hmm. and that's really great. If you're going to be moving from one city to across the country, you can talk to a real estate agent here
mm-hmm.
about connecting you with a good real estate agent in your future community
right.
if you're moving out.
And since we're now part of the what was called Honig Bell, but now the new name changed to the Real Estate Group, we've got offices in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, and other areas. It's a regional company now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can refer within each other, you know, to somebody else in that town when you're moving there. So we do referrals from here to somewhere else, no matter where it's at.
Okay. Well, we will talk more with Keith Thompson about mortgage services after news, but right now you told me there's some new things with the new name change that will make your customers very happy if they are sellers.
Yes. I think it's cool. We've tried to get information to sellers because that's what they want. They want to know, okay, who's looking at my house? How many hits am I getting? Why am I not getting showings? Why am I getting showings? Why am I not getting offers?
Is my house cursed? I've asked you that
exactly.
myself.
Exactly, yes. So the new company now has where it's Trulia and Realtor.com and a bunch of other ones. They track all that, and they put out a weekly report to our clients. And we're just now getting that, and so I'm just signing all my sellers up to it. So now every week they'll get an email saying, each of those sites, how many hits and all this stuff. And it's very informational, where it used to have to be we'd go out and have to get it and compile it and mail separate emails on all these different sites. This is one email with five or six sites, hits and counts for every listing that I have. So all my agents or all my sellers, if they have an email, will be getting it.
It's I like demographic information as well, yeah. and the one person that can tell you the most about anything that's going on with your property, though, up front, before you even put it on the market, is the man sitting right in front of me, Greg Zavitz, because sometimes it's not just about people shopping. It's mm-hmm. about making the sale because you've got the property they want to buy.
Yeah. And so this thing does Zillow, Trulia, CB, which is us, uh-huh. and then Homes.com, so the top five real estate sites out there. That we are on, all our listings are on, mm-hmm. they can see how many hits and how many total and week to week. It's just pretty cool because a lot of people are numbers people, mm-hmm. and it's not, you know, okay, we had two or three showings, but how many hits do you have on the internet? Because that sort of will turn into showings, hopefully.
That's what happens when you have a lot of actuaries in the community. Everybody wants
yeah,
to know
yeah.
numbers. Numbers, numbers,
I'm a number man.
Okay, now also, I want to know, since you said people were calling you to be new customers from the show, which is great, uh-huh. how many people are taking you up on the offer to just get an estimate of their home value? Because nationally, we're seeing these headlines saying that home values and prices are going up. And
right.
even though you might not be in the place to sell your house now, talking to a real estate agent mm-hmm. a year ahead of time gives you a chance to kind of plan ahead.
Well, last week I think I did three. This week I did, in the last couple of days, one, two, three, four, mm-hmm. where people had me come out, look at the house, and then they're going to list it next week. So it's working.
Combination of the two. But you don't have to list your house.
No.
Just to have you come out and give you a real estate opinion
yeah.
as to what your home value is.
Some people get me out there, I give them the price, and they're like, really, that's all? I said, well, that's what the market's saying. It's not my value. It's mm-hmm. what here's what's selling, here's what your competition would be. And if you're going to be $20,000 higher, you're probably going to sit and help sell the other ones.
Right.
And some people have changed their minds. So, well, I'm going to wait a year or two.
Because then they can pay down more of the
yeah.
principal and make it more affordable.
Yeah. So, but it is a good time to sell. Don't get me wrong. It's just some people paid more. I've got one guy that I talked to yesterday, and he, $310 they paid for it back in 2007,
mm-hmm.
right at the peak.
Yeah, it's the problem.
We're going to go on at $299.9
mm-hmm.
because it's not because everything else outselling is in that subdivision has not sold for what it was paid 10, 12, 8 years ago.
Gotcha. But if people want to get in contact with you for that opportunity, is it still call your regular number?
Yeah, 309-275-4734, and it's the last seven digits spell Ask Greg, A-S-K-G-R-E-G. It's a easy thing to remember.
Okay. I am paying attention to you, Keith. Did you fidget as if you're not going to be with us much longer? Or are you able
no,
to stay?
No, I'm listening.
Take it to Keith.
All right, no. I'm going to take it to news, and then we're going to take it to
okay.
Keith,
all
and
right.
we'll talk more about those great mortgage offers after this in WJBC.
Remodeling and Roofing and NordineRemodeling.com Studios. This is the voice of Central Illinois, WJBC and WJBC.com.
Are you aware the forecast today is, or I'm sorry, this weather forecast coming up will be sponsored by First Farmer State Bank, but that's still to come. I'm a tease. The hour is sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT, more than a sign in your yard, it's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. Now, Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor, is in studio. We haven't talked food in like a month.
I know.
What are you cooking?
Spatchcocked chicken.
Spatchcocked what?
Spatchcock.
You're making that up.
No, well, I thought so first time I heard it. Cut the backbone out, flip it over, and press down on the breast so it breaks it, so
okay.
it lays flat, so it looks like somebody straddling the grill.
All right.
And cooked it. Took only about 30 minutes on the grill. I had a bunch of seasoning, and I happened to have a little butter and a little squirt bottle that I basted it with butter. And I ate half of it. It was gone.
But it was chicken.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Just ripped it apart. But yeah, it came out okay. I'm doing a tri-tip tonight. I'm going to try first attempt on a tri-tip beef.
You know, Radio All-Star Elizabeth Estes, who uh-huh. worked here for many years, has got a tri-tip famous something or other. And I would really like to hear back because I didn't know what tri-tip was. And Wikipedia really didn't help me very much.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, it's part of the cow.
Yeah.
And I went, okay.
It's beef.
Yeah, but it was. They said it's 1.5 to 2.5 pounds per side of beef, so it's a small segment.
Yeah, probably get a couple out of a cow.
And I don't know how you cook it. That I know she slow roasts hers,
yeah.
And it's a thing.
It doesn't look like it's got much fat. Real lean, and it looks muscular, mm-hmm. So it's probably from some place that has a big old muscle in it.
Now, you like to smoke things. Are you smoking it?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a little smoke to it and then slow roast it and then probably put it on the grill and sear it and devour it.
So you're slow roasting it in the oven, and then you're going to sear it?
No, slow roasted in the smoker. I can control the temperature and just let it go for 3-4 hours,
right.
Just like 160, 170, just get it up to temp.
Do you leave your children anything to buy you for Father's Day? Because you seem to go out and buy all the cooking gadgets. And
yeah,
if I was
if
you were in that shopping world for me, I'd be like, oh, you know, get
it's
in
hard.
Something to cook.
I'm impatient. I'll have hopefully buy my Father's Day present before Father's Day and then cook for them on it. And my wife's listening. She's like, what are you talking about?
Okay, but in the meantime, you're like, what do we get Dad for Father's Day?
Yeah.
A certificate for meat. That's about what
I tell them Starbucks year. Cards and stuff like that, or Hy-Vee cards or something.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Anything around food or coffee is good for me.
Okay, now, just a second ago, and I'm sorry I spaced it there for a second, we were talking about ADT security,
yeah.
And when we were talking home buying, that's something I've never asked you about. Do homeowners ever request homes that have a security system already installed?
They like it, especially people who, maybe the guy's on the road or works, you know, like Monday through Friday and comes
sure.
home on the weekend. They like having that. And a quick story, I showed one the other day, and it, you know, the realtor said, here's how you get in the house, here's the buttons you push, and then, so I think I do it right. We get in, and we're standing in the kitchen, all of a sudden the alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hitting every button on the wall, and it won't go off. And I go, wait, the little thing that looks like a car thing that I carried in, that little keychain thing, I press the right button, it stopped. I'm like, okay, let's look at it and get out of here, because I'm not sure if the cops are coming. Didn't know how to reset it, though. That's the problem, because the directions weren't there. So I'm like, well, at least we're locked.
Okay, good advice for
yeah.
people selling homes with security
I've
systems.
Had a lot of cops show up sometimes. It's either I don't
they
read directions
to.
Or,
yeah.
you know.
But next time they're going to start charging
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Greg, you owe me coffee.
People like having something, even if it doesn't call out to people,
mm-hmm.
especially people with kids. You open the front door and it says front door. You know, there's a voice.
Yep.
And it's so nice that you can be somewhere else in the house and hear, oh, yeah, my kid just escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Or late at night, your teenager just let somebody in through the basement window. Has happened. I've seen it.
And you may have been the teenager that once went through the window.
No, I reported it. It was funny because the owner said, well, my son would not do that.
Of course not.
And about a month later, they said, well, we approached him, and yeah, it was his girlfriend came in 12:30 at night, and you were right. I said, well, I know. I was sitting out there, watch her crawl. I know that happened.
All right, so back to the cooking and the looking at all things food.
Love to eat.
You're gardening this year? Are you growing any?
I'm containering this year. We have a garden. A quick story. We have a garlic chive plant, which we don't know when we put it down, and every year it comes back.
But those little purple chive flowers on the top taste delicious.
Well, we let it go to seed last year and didn't realize it, and then through the winter it dies, and it came back. Our garden is covered with chives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
everywhere.
Square inch. And we're pulling them, and the next day something else pops back up. So we're learning not to let them go to seed because it's a lot of effort just to get rid of the thing.
Well, you take those little purple heads off with the seed and eat them, or you put them in olive oil in an ice cube tray and freeze them.
Yeah.
And then you've got chives ready to go. Melt the olive oil in the pan, right?
Yeah.
And you got your little cubes all winter long.
This plant is the hardiest bush I've ever seen. We're debating whether we want to pull it out.
It does spread. I've heard the master gardeners talk about it here on JBC. It's like, tastes good, too big. Hey, look at that. We're out of time. One more time.
Heck.
What's your phone number for all your real estate needs?
309-LOCAL-275-4734. It spells Ask Greg, and my real estate site is my last name, Zavitz.com.
Always looking forward to talking to you here on WJBC.
Have a good weekend.
This hour of the program sponsored by our friends at Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I wanted to talk food with Greg Zavitz because he's my favorite foodie and grilling and barbecuing, but he's got to get to a closing. So I'll just ask you to tell me the story really quick about somebody asking what for a porch?
No, we were looking at a very nice house. We were in the 300-plus range, and we walk up to the door out to the deck, and all of a sudden, both me and the gentleman of the couple that came, our mouths dropped because it had a stone with a granite countertop and a wine or refrigerator underneath it. Then had a, you know what an egg is, the circular thing that you cook.
Yeah, the green egg.
Had a built-in green egg surrounded by cooktop and everything else.
So the outdoor dream grill.
Oh, yeah. We walked out and sort of just leaned and touched it for a while. Just sort of like, this is so nice.
Yeah. Were you able to sell it to them based on the porch alone?
Well, it was in the top three, and they ended up taking a different one. But it was definitely being pushed by the gentleman because of the outdoors. And the wife's like, I don't like the kitchen. And it happens, you know. Everybody looks at something different, but this guy, and I was the same way. I went, I got to go out there and just see this thing. It was so nice.
So when you are grilling this weekend, take a look at the resale value of your porch, yeah. Right? Make it as sexy.
Build something in there. Make it saleable.
All right. So you've got open houses this weekend. Do you have time to show stuff this weekend? I mean, it is a long holiday weekend
yeah.
for some.
Yeah.
You're
working like crazy. Sunday and then Saturday afternoon. Monday I'm probably going to be smoking or doing some ribs or something. So call me and I'll see what I can work out.
By smoking, he means meat. Out of the four sauces that you brought me, thank you for the pulled pork. That's really incredible. But I just want to know, out of the four types of barbecue sauce you brought me, is a very sweet gift, and at my camper, I will use them all.
Well, they're little minis. That's what I like.
I love this. They're made by Heinz Ketchup, but the Pitmaster Collection. There's Kansas City, Kentucky Bourbon, Carolina, and one I didn't know, Hawaii, for sweet and smoky. What is your barbecue
sauce? The Carolina. I like a mustard. I like a vinegar.
Yeah. And coleslaw on or off the sandwich?
Coleslaw, which I didn't bring you any coleslaw because I still had some meat at home. I'm going to use it on mine, but you have to buy your own coleslaw and buns.
It's okay, but I want to know, do you put the coleslaw on the sandwich or do you put the coleslaw on the side?
Those in the know, put it on top.
And that's a Carolina thing.
Yeah.
That's totally a Carolina thing.
The crunch, it's the textures. I mean, you got flavors, textures. I mean, a lot of things go into food and a lot of people are pretty boring.
I like the coleslaw on the sandwich.
Oh, I do too.
I had to be taught to do that late in life.
Yeah.
So smoke them if you got them this weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you and your family.
You too.
And best of luck with all the real estate news. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Zavitt sponsors this segment every Friday.
Give me a call.
And if you want to get in touch with him, 275-4734 is his number. I'll take a short break and then we'll come back. And I'm going to do this while you're gone and not listening, Greg Zavitt. Clinton Save a Lot Steak a Month for a Year is in our swag bag.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell everybody else but you how to win it right now. After this.